Distorted View Daily proudly presents a girl cleaning dog shit off of her shoe.
Hey, shit happens.
Here, I'm not cleaning that shit.
Fucking what?
Don't put your foot down. Look at my rock.
Come back. Get me back. It's coming out. Get me back.
Bunch of fucktards, George. I think this extraction from you would.
Freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Monday edition of DV, kicking off a new week of programs. Got a great show for you. We start things today with a little Bristol talk. No, I'm not going to play you one of my bowel movements. Don't be crass. I'm trying to class this show up a bit. Okay, just a little bit from a bowel movement I have recently taken. I like to record them. Those fucking iPhones, man. You got those, They're bundled with the earbuds, right? And then there's also a little microphone. And you just dangle that microphone in the toilet bowl when you take a shit. Oh, the audio is crystal fucking clear. Listen to this. See? Plop. Plop, plop. I don't know what the hell I ate. All right, listen. If you're ever going to take a bowel movement, Jesus God, this won't stop. That's a good method. That's a good way to record.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My impression is Cheryl. So, yeah, if you want to try recording a bowel movement, maybe for the morning dump, I would love to play some shits. Maybe some live shits. You know, I'm recording, I'm doing these live morning shows. And, you know, a lot of people get up around the time that the show is starting. So maybe you could call in and take a shit live on the air. That would be great. That's not what I wanted to talk about. I actually want to talk about the piss equivalent to the Bristol stool chart. People over the years have called in and said, Tim, is there any way to classify pee? And obviously one way would be to go by color. You know, you got your clears, your light yellow, your dark yellow, and then your like amber. Almost brown. Well, I've recently discovered that there is a piss chart. It's not like the Bristol 7, though. This is a urine wheel. It's the wheel of urine. And I'm sorry. This thing goes back to the 16th century. And unfortunately, it's written in some gobbledygook language that probably doesn't even exist anymore. But there's a picture of it, thanks to Scientific American. They're the ones who uncovered this. I'm going to try to make this today's album artwork because it's really important you see the variations in color. Now, I just mentioned, you know, clear, light yellow, dark yellow, amber, whatever. This goes from like a clear to a light to like an orange and then red. Like, if you have red piss, you've got problems. Green, I didn't even know that could happen. There seems to be like a teal and a silver. It could just be that this wheel is really old and there's been some discoloration. But again, I can't read. So I'm going to have to take Scientific American's word for the various types of piss you can take. For example, diabetic. Oh, by the way, this isn't just a color chart. It also goes by taste. Fucking people in the 16th century were drinking their own piss. And smell. So you've got all sorts of information about your piss here. So it's very specific. For example, diabetics will excrete sugar in their urine. Sometimes enough sugar that it can be fermented into whiskey. This is a real thing. And quite frankly, a business opportunity. People are selling all sorts of weird shit now, right? You know, like, we've heard about these artists who are bottling their own breast milk or, like, cutting off some of their limbs and serving it, you know, to people. Why can't we bottle and sell diabetic piss whiskey?
Diabetes, 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 diabetes.
Oh my God.
Diabetes, diabetes testing supplies.
Yeah, we could get Wilford Brimley to be the spokesperson. We must start producing Tim Beatus whiskey. It'll be the deadliest whiskey on the market. The people pissing it out, they're going to be dead from diabetes. The people drinking it, alcoholics, they're going to die probably behind the wheel. So some of the combinations of urine you can have based on sight, smell, and taste include cane sugar juice urine. The urine is sweet, cold, sticky, opaque, like the juice of cane sugar. Okay. Also, urine containing blood. The urine is of a bad odor, hot, and tastes of salt, like blood. There's also something called elephant urine, where the patient continuously passes turbid urine like a mad elephant. I'm not familiar with how like elephants piss or, you know, what their normal piss is like, let alone an insane elephant's piss. That's not a real good description. Fucking urine wheel fail. And finally, honey urine. It's honey boo-boo's urine. It comes out like it goes in. It smells and tastes like Mountain Dew and Red Bull. All right, no, honey urine is... The urine is astringent in this case. It's also sweet, white, and sharp. Like, they describe urine like it's wine or cheese or something. It's kind of gross. So that's the urine wheel, which is the piss equivalent to the Bristol stool chart. All right, let's get into some audio here, and then we'll do the news and all this other bullshit. All right, so there's this girl who... posts crazy YouTube videos where she just goes out in public and annoys people. I mean, she thinks that she's being entertained. You know, she finds herself very funny. In this case, she goes into a UDF, which is like a 7-Eleven. I don't know if you have these things. It's like a 7-Eleven or a Circle K. You know, it's one of those, like, convenience store places.
No, I got angry.
Dude, you guys are adorable. I wish I was a dude with a dick because I would fuck the shit out of you.
All right, so she's talking to some gay guys there. Not too offensive yet.
Yeah. Who the fuck are these faggots right here walking my shit?
Dude. Well, now you just got done talking to faggots. Don't go around and, you know, the very next people you talk to are just, you know, just people walking on the sidewalk. Don't call them faggots because the gay people can hear you.
Oh, what's
that? Fuck UDF! Fuck UDF! They fucking support dairy. UDF dairy farmers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a dairy farmer.
I know Annie Milonakis. Annie Milonakis is my brother. Bitch, I will knock his ice cream out of his fucking hand. Bitch, get loud with me. Get loud with me. Get loud with me, motherfucker. Get loud.
I'm not really sure what she's trying to do here. Just stir some shit up. She's Andy Milonakis's sister, cousin, or something, sure. So is that who she's acting like? That fucking fat fuck. Talk about unfunny. I would not try to mimic his success and or career.
I have food stamps and I would buy everybody's shit, but this motherfucker was you. This motherfucker was putting his hand in my face.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on camera.
Bitch, get knocked the fuck out. I am Annie Monacus's cousin.
Oh, cousin.
Okay?
Yeah, really
fuck bad. Them, right? Say fuck them. I'll take a picture of who the fuck I want, because it's in free country. Bitch, you won't fuck
well, it's also a free country where you can get your ass kicked by that woman, and that's exactly what's going to happen. The same girl who just said, I don't want my... Get that camera out of my face, is going to knock her the fuck out in T-minus 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'm gonna knock your ass out, dude. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how ghetto you think you are. I was raised in foster care, bitch! Give a fuck? Give a fuck about no dirty bitch up in UDF? My clique is bigger than you. I don't give a fuck. You put my ass, dude, on camera, bitch!
Alright. Them are fighting words. She wanted it, and that's exactly what's gonna happen.
Do you fucking know me?
Bitch. Stop! That's all you hear. He's beating the fuck out of her and her camera, apparently. Well, now you can't really see anything because the girl broke her camera, but you can. It's still recording audio. I think she's being thrown out of UDF right now.
Fucking shit. So I just got punched in the face like 47 times. My head hurts really bad.
Oh. Sorry. I mean, what did you expect? I guess I can sort of understand. Like, this girl's probably seen a bunch of videos where people stir some shit up in public and they get tons of YouTube views. But, you know, occasionally you're going to get your ass kicked if you mess with the wrong people.
I'm about to run.
Yeah.
Because I never got one good hit on her, dude. That sucked. I'm like, I won't lie, I'm like really mad at that shit. That bitch like punched me like fucking 40 times.
What? I don't know what she's mad at. Is she mad at herself here?
God damn it, that sucks.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll get them next time. Talk to your cousin, Andy. I mean, for a girl who was raised in foster care, you'd think she'd be able to fight a little better. I'm just saying, right? All right, moving on. Here is a deaf guy. Of course. Why not? Here's a deaf guy singing. He and some friends are playing Guitar Hero. I don't know what song they're doing here. This is a real deaf guy, by the way. Voice of an angel. Deaf angel. I wish they would have listed what song they were trying to sing here. So this was like their last attempt. They said they were not doing very good at Guitar Hero, so they let the deaf guy sing. What kind of asshole friends have a party where they're going to play Guitar Hero and invite the deaf guy over? What the hell is he doing the whole time? They're playing nothing. He really can't do anything. I mean, I'm glad they threw him a bone here. God, I think he's being raped. It's Biksamuda. Black Teenager Edition. Like, how does he even know how the song goes? I mean, the words are displayed on there. But it's not like he's ever heard these songs, right? Doing a pretty good job, though. Okay, you get the idea. Thank you, sir. I don't know why I'm thanking him. It's not like he's listening to this program. All right, one more clip, and then we'll get into the news. We've got a clip from a local newscast here. This is after some sporting event. I'm guessing the sports team lost. Now, the problem is, a lot of the people coming out of the stadium are pissed off, and they're angry, and they want to vent, and they're drunk. so they want to swear. So it took a little while before this news reporter could find someone who would be willing to talk to him and not swear. But unfortunately, some other fans got in the shot.
Ken, you got somebody to talk to. Yeah, you know, I was hesitant because there was so much swearing and cursing out here. That's how upset these fans are. But I trust that this fan will not curse or swear on television.
Tell me, though,
how does this feel?
It really hurts to give up a six-run lead. It's tough. That wasn't me.
This shit is fucking bullshit. Isn't that what he said? Oh, no, this shit is bullshit?
It really hurts to give up a six-run lead. It's tough.
This shit is bullshit. And we'll go back to the studio. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Lots to mention here. First of all, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider supporting the program. It's only $6.99. a month, or $66.99 a year. That's like getting several months free, or just paying a little over $5 a month. I don't know how you want to work it out in your head, how you want to justify it, but they are both great values. Sign up right now, get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, videos, and other bonus content, like today's live show. Yeah, we're doing morning programs from 7 to 8 Eastern time. You can check it out live on DV Radio or on Ustream as well. We've got a feed going. If you're not available at 7 in the morning, you can catch the archives exclusively on The Sideshow. So sign up right now. You can grab all of the live morning shows we got going on, plus all of the other extended programs, exclusive shows, and bonus content. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I feel like we've talked about poop transplants before. I don't know. For some reason, I did a search on my website, and I couldn't find any reference to it. But I remember that term. That sticks in your head, poop transplant. Poop transplants are an effective way to treat people with one type of intestinal bacteria infection, a new study shows. That's right. So they're swapping shit. It's a shit swap. Researchers transplanted fecal matter from healthy people into the colons of people infected with the notoriously hard-to-treat Clostridium difficile bacteria. I think I pronounced that right, which causes severe watery diarrhea. I might have that. The researchers found that 46 out of 49 patients got better within a week of the treatment. Yeah, I've got someone else's poop inside me. Healthy poop. The transplant works because stool from healthy people, when mixed with warm water and delivered via a tube into the patient's colons, helps reestablish the normal balance of bacteria in the intestine. C. diff is a serious infection. People die from it. Birds are dying. With this treatment, the cure rate is close to 100%, said study researcher Dr. Mayor Ramesh, an infectious disease physician at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. Among the 46 patients for whom the transplant was successful, four experienced a reoccurrence of their infection during the follow-up period. And they're getting their period, too? This is awful. By contrast, studies have shown that infections recur in 25 to 30% of patients who receive the standard treatment for C. diff, which is a course of antibiotics. As of 3 months after the treatment, the patients had developed no complications or side effects. So the fecal transplants are a huge success. Until, of course, you read on in the news story, and then you find out some people have died after these fecal transplants. Well, actually, what happened, I guess they had cancer or something, and all of the deaths were not because of the fecal transplant or anything like that. All right, four patients in a previous study died, including three whose C. diff infection had been successfully treated with the transplant. The deaths were unrelated to C. diff. The researcher said, all had cancer before starting the treatment. While this study and others suggest that fecal matter transplants are effective, they can't come up with a better name for this. Randomized controlled trials are considered the gold standard of evidence in medicine. One such trial was recently approved to begin in the U.S. All right. Someone pack some shit up my ass. In that study, patients will be randomized into two groups. In one, The patients will receive fresh fecal matter from healthy donors, while in the control group, patients' own fecal matter will be transplanted back into them. So you're going to be re-shitting out your crap, according to an article published in the September Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases. Sounds like a good read. Make sure to pick that up at your local newsstand. I don't know where you get that journal at. The Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases. All right, some light reading. That's toilet reading right there. All right, second story we have for you today. By the way, if there's a magazine called the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases and that fucking sells, I'm getting to work on HIV Quarterly right now. We'll have T-cell centerfolds and have an HIV AIDS mate of the month. This is Darren. He's 43. He enjoys being wheeled outside to look at the trees while a blanket is covering his legs. And he sips on his cup of broth because that's all he can eat because his teeth are so weak or something. I don't know. Soon. All right, second story we have for you today. For any young girl, her teenage years can often be the hardest time in her life. Oh no, what's wrong with this broad? As well as the most memorable and fun. For 16-year-old Nana, who recently found herself growing thick facial hair and body hair after undergoing a life-saving drug treatment, they're becoming years she'd rather now spend alone hiding in her room. Staring blankly before a camera, the Chinese girl, whose only first name has been given, shows off what has grown into a heavy beard and mustache as the unexpected product of a rare condition called hirsutism. That's what she has now. That wasn't what was going to kill her. The doctor said that it was very serious and without treatment, Nana would die. Diagnosed with aplastic anemia in 2010, Nana's bone marrow wasn't producing a sufficient amount of new blood cells, causing her hospitalization. Undergoing a major drug regimen, her health improved, but it was then her physical changes began taking place. I love this story because, you know, I'm sure this little girl was like, please, God, please save me. Anything, anything so I can just live. All right, you asked for it. God, you cruel son of a bitch, you. Making her look like a dude. She has thicker facial hair than me. It's infuriating, actually. All right, after taking these drugs, the girl's face has grown a thick black beard, and her arms and legs are covered with body hair. Dun, dun, dun. There are a few treatment options. Fucking, you know, nair that. According to the University of Maryland Medical Center, one of them is psychological. Really? With it easily found a frustrating... What the fuck? One of them is psychological. With it easily found a frustrating... this is... I can't figure out the right way to read this sentence. Let's take it word by word. One of them is psychological. That's a treatment. A psychological treatment. With it easily found a frustrating and embarrassing condition to live with. Okay, there's something is wrong with that sentence. But the idea that you can treat this condition psychological, like, it's just wrong. Something's wrong with her head. You just got to change your outlook on life. All right, others can include various hair removal treatments. There we go. Now that's helpful. Medications and lifestyle and or dietary changes. According to the University of Maryland, an estimated 8% of women in the U.S. have this hairy problem. And just think, there's a lot of you guys out there who still can't get a girl to have sex with you. And we have these monsters running around. Sasquatches. Quote, every day she cries wanting to go to school, said Nana's concerned but next to helpless mother. Her daughter dropped out of school in 2010 because of her condition. She described Nana as once being lively, but since her condition, gradually more and more reclusive, wearing a paper mask over her face when out in public, along with a long sleeve shirt. She looks like a guy. Just, you know, just live your life as a man and you know, you're fine. Once a lively girl, there are days when Nana will not speak a word, and more, she spends her hours hidden in her room reading books by herself. So there you go. Very sad. All right, final story we have for you today. Can you hear the concern in my voice? All right, a pregnant woman in Seattle was kicked off a city bus when her baby's dirty diaper was deemed a disturbance to other passengers. She's now rejected an apology and may sue. First of all, For the bus driver who kicked this broad and her dirty, stinky child off the bus, I must commend you. I'm sorry if you lose your job. I wish I made more money. I would give you a job somehow. Maybe we should start a Kickstarter fund for this guy. He's a national hero. I mean, I understand. It's got to suck for this mom to have to walk home or get a cab or whatever. But think about the, 30 or 40 other people she's totally inconveniencing. She's stinking out the whole goddamn bus with this little kid. You can get back on the bus. Just, go to do a Wendy's, whatever. Go into some establishment that has a restroom. Change a goddamn kid's diaper. Then get back on the bus. Quote, you don't just come out of nowhere and kick a mom off. Okay, it was not out of nowhere. Your child's ass had exploded. You don't just come out of nowhere and kick a mom off a bus with a sick child, Nicole Hickeyman said. All right, here's the thing. I feel that my daily life should not be impacted at all by a child. I should not have to interact or deal with, a crying baby, a stinky, shitty baby, anywhere I go. It's not my problem. I didn't have this kid, so why should I have to deal with these problems? Why should I be inconvenienced by your bundle of joy? That's for you to deal with. So if your baby starts crying at a restaurant, I expect you to get up and leave. Same at a movie. First of all, if you even try to take your child to a movie, you should be shot dead right there. There should be little snipers all around the movie theater. Same deal with this bus thing. I don't want to smell a dirty, stinky ass. Whatever. Hickeyman says the problem she ran into this week as she took her sick one-year-old son to the doctor. Oh, God, using public transit. That's why your kid's sick to begin with. Took the stress of traveling with a baby to a whole new level. He had just pooped his diaper as soon as I got on the bus. Right after that, the bus driver told me to get off. I said, why? And the bus driver said, your baby smells really bad. By the way, the bus driver was a woman, all right? So I don't want you to think that some guy did this. This is one of your sisters. She should understand what you're going through, right, ladies? All right. She said, your baby smells really bad, and it's not fair that we all have to smell it. Right on! The four-month... this woman is also pregnant again. The four-month pregnant woman then exited the bus. She says, still a mile and a half away from the baby's doctor. Seattle Metro opened an investigation into the incident. Oh, give this guy this woman a raise, said the driver in question is a 9-year veteran employee with an excellent record. This is a very unique situation. Our goal is always to balance the comfort of all of our riders with providing good customer service. The driver didn't violate Metro policy. She felt she had to advocate for her passengers by politely and apologetically asking the woman to exit the bus. Hickeyman says the statement is not enough. Well, first of all, that was not an apology to the woman. They're just saying, like, look, this isn't our policy to let a woman with a stinky child ride. Of course, the bus driver had every right to kick her off. But Hickeyman seems to think that's some sort of apology. You need disciplinary action, and I think they went about it the wrong way, she told the news. When you do something wrong, no matter what it is, no matter what circumstance, you need to be punished for that. This isn't the first instance of a mom and a baby being booted off public transportation just for the baby acting like a baby. Last year, video captured a Portland woman struggling with a crying baby in the back of the bus. The clip went viral after she was kicked off for making too much noise. The question remains, who's to blame when babies interrupt an innocent commuter's ride? The baby, of course. The baby was just being a baby, pooping or crying, and yet we're saying get off the bus, Melissa Lawrence, CEO of Cloud Mom, said. So that's clearly intolerant. What the fuck is Cloud Mom? Another idiotic website for soon-to-be mothers who can't figure out how to raise their child. how did they do it before the internet? I'm on Cloud Mom right there. Oh, breastfeeding tips. How fun. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and promptly get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaks here. What have you been up to?
Hey, Tim. I guess I have kind of a you're a freak win moment or something along the lines, or just something you would like to know. Well, I'm moving from one big city to another big city, and... it's, very expensive to move from, the bottom of the country to the top of the country.
Yeah.
So you know, moving an animal is kind of a hard thing. And my new landlord said that I can have any animal I want, but just $300 deposit for each animal. So, I have a cat, or had a cat, and I was thinking, oh, I'd rather have a dog. Seattle has a lot of dog people, and it's very fun to have a dog.
Cat, get rid of the cat and get a dog, you monster.
Kind of suck. So, you know, I didn't really feel like going on to Craigslist to finding someone else to take care of my cat. Instead, I, you know...
Killed it.
Put him on top of my apartment roof building. Keep in mind, in Southern California, especially in the city, in L.A.,
I don't know where this story is going. I'm getting concerned, though.
Yeah. It was about 104 when I put him on the roof. And then I just shut the door. I don't know why. I'm hateful. I figured he would die. And then, you know, a few nights later, I heard some meowing, and he found his way into the building. And ever since then, he's been clawing at my door and meowing under my window. And he goes, like, under the building on every floor, meowing outside the building.
You are not fit to own a dog!
And I don't know how he gets in.
If that's how you treat a cat, and I hate cats.
Humans can't even get in without a key.
Drop him out of the goddamn shelter or something.
So if you would like to hear him, I will put my phone out the window so you can hear him.
Of course I want to hear this.
Hold on.
Okay. I don't hear a thing. Waste of my time. Someone, track this guy down. PETA, get a hold of him. I'm desperately waiting to hear something, but I don't think it's going to happen. Okay, that's thank you very much for wasting my time, you monster.
Peter Boo Hanson, this side show, Niglet, and God. Negro checking in, you heard me? I'll just call in and tell you, you're doing a good job, you heard me? You have the good work, you heard me?
You heard me?
You heard me? You heard me?
Hey, that, you know, you black people out there, that's what you could name your kid, not Jeremy. You heard me?
I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about. You heard me?
It's pretty.
I'm talking on this phone.
Aquafina and you heard me, the twins.
You heard me, so get at me, you heard me?
All right, thank you very much, Incognegro. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. It's a new Sideshow member, Charmy. I'm the guy who called in earlier and challenged you to get the audio clip of that dude blowing his load, and you got one, and I remember hearing that one. I've heard that, but that wasn't it. I just decided, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to get it yearly, so you
well,
have a new
thank
yearly
you.
Membership.
I appreciate it.
And if you can still find that clip and play it for me again before I can find it by just going through the logs, I'm going to just end up renewing my membership after the year runs out so you have a lifetime, because you deserve it. I fucking love your show. I've been fucking listening to it nonstop for the past like 3 months now. I'm fucking loving it. It's great to be back.
Thank you.
Love you, Tim.
Store to view is wonderful, isn't it? Hey, why don't I have more paying members?
Hey, Tim, two quick things. Number one, on yesterday's show, October the 10th, I believe, you played a clip of a stutterer rapping, and that actually makes a lot of sense, that he can speak properly when he's rapping. I remember reading somewhere that, like, music is controlled by a different part of the brain.
Yeah, I read that too.
And that.
But what I don't understand is, you know, in the middle of his rap, he'll, like, address the audience and be like, yo, 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 wave your hands in the air. Like, you just don't care. Because it's, like, I don't know, the early 90s or something when this is taking place. But you know, when he's speaking at this event or concert or whatever, he doesn't stutter either. It's really weird. But, yeah.
Hey, Tim. Such member Keen.
Hi, Keen.
And I was listening to the October 10th show, and you were playing that black gentleman who, after every sentence, said...
You ever notice, the only gentlemen now are black. You know, when white people refer to a black guy, they always call him a black gentleman. He's a black gentleman.
We're playing that black gentleman who, after every sentence, said, you hear me? You hear me? you know, fuck the police. You hear me?
Yeah. I believe that's what Incognegro was referring to as well. You hear me?
And this may just be me being a nerd, but It reminded me, have you ever played Animal Crossing? Is that a game originally came out on the GameCube?
I have the Wii version.
Well, like, every animal has a catchphrase that you can talk to. And he really reminded me of, like an M-rated Animal Crossing character. Because after every damn sentence, he would say, "Hear me?"
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one of the cute little characters in Animal Crossing. So
it's an interesting observation. I would never think to link that black man to Animal Crossing, but somehow you did it. You made it work. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
I was raised in foster care, bitch!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for the Sideshow. And if you're listening to this program in the wee hours of the morning, don't forget to check out DV's Morning Dump, 7 a.m. today, Eastern. Check it out live on distortedview.com. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Processed cheese, so good it makes me drop to my knees. Processed cheese, dairy farmers love the cows. Oil, water, cheese, wow, processed cheese.